about out of the cornmeal? Would they ever boil that? Like them, like grits and make
corn,
a...
You'd make cornbread out of it. That's cornbread out of it.
Just cornbread.
Yeah.
What kind of a shape would that be in?
Well, some of it was cooked on a griddle. That was a, something like a big frying pan, except it didn't have the high sides like a frying pan has. See, it was just practically flat across. And then you had your muffin rings that you'd put it in and cook.
And that would make muffins.
That's right, corn muffins.
What would you call the one that you cooked on the griddle?
Cornbread.
Just cornbread.
Yeah. Oh, corn hokey. One of the fatty went by both names.
Okay.
Some people call it one thing and some call it another.
Okay. Then would that be like fried in some kind of grease?
No, it would be mixed up with your little bacon powder and salt and egg, and then put on that griddle and cook.
Mm-hmm.
That was cooked on top of the stove. The muffins were cooked in the oven.
Okay,
Yeah.
Did they ever make it into like loaves?
Sort of, or not.
And what about something that was just cooked till it was kind of mushy, a pudding like out of cornmeal? Did they make that?
That was mainly corn mush. Corn mush. I've never eaten any of it, but I've heard my parents talk about it.
Okay. How about bread made out of flour?
Homemade bread is what we call it. My mother made them in the loaf. In fact, my wife does now. She makes it.
Uh-huh.
And my mother used to take either hops or young tender fig leaves and make her own yeast.
Huh.
She put those hops on and brew a strong hop tea, and then she'd use the cornmeal and mix up the cornmeal with that hop tea. And I've seen that pan of yeast cake sitting in that swing there many times.
Huh. Uh-huh. Have to let it sit out for a while or something.
Let it sit out and it would ferment. And then dry out and you have your yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take that cake. Hers was about that wide and about that long. You take that cake and break it up in a little hot water and let it dissolve again. Then you go ahead and mix that up with your flour and your lard and make your bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in the summertime, you didn't have any trouble with it dry. In the wintertime, you sit it down on the hearth of the fireplace where it would get the heat to rise. But she'd have to have heat to come up.
Okay, uh-huh. Now what would you call the kind then that you'd buy at the store? Would that be a different term for that?
No, yeast cake, that's the same thing.
How about the bread?
Well, that's what we know is bulk bread.
Okay.
It's quite a big difference.
Yep. Now, what'd you grow the hops for? Did you make your own beer or anything like that?
They were only grown to get the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.